Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Definitely not new to radio. He was the national presenter for 4 programs years ago. Glad to have him back. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bill Price. He's also a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He is also qualified in neuroscience, which is brain biology, and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McVie Association of Harvard Medical University. He is a professional international speakers coach, a husband to Estelle, a father to 2 adult children, and a grandpa to 4 amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futurist, scanning the horizon for new trends unfolding as we live in the now of today. Ladies and gentlemen, family, let us welcome Dr. Bill Price.
And everybody applauds. And what you forgot was that I'm also honored to be a friend in the network of a very special lady who is on the other side of the microphone. Rafilwe, thank you so much for that lovely introduction.
Oh, thank you. It is only a pleasure.
We got our own little fan club going here. Wonderful. So we're going to be talking about adventures in
companionship
and paying attention to how we develop that companionship in relationship, and we are paying attention to it simply because the reality of this radio station is that they are a companion.
Yeah.
And anybody who decides to be a co-companion, we're trying to help people understand the dynamics in which all things relationship, how they work, because it's quite an interesting topic. A lot of people do not pay attention to relationships simply because they think it's automatic, and they think that it's going to happen automatically.
Yeah.
But it's not true. We are creatures built in relationships. So when we look at the reality of relationships with one another, we realize all of a sudden that we are not, we are not trained to be people of relationship. We just think it happens automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
And parents think that if they shout, then that's excellent relationship, because now the child is in fear and they get the child to obey. And we think that the way that we do things is right. But unfortunately, relationship is far deeper. It's about connection. And when we're talking about connection, Rafiwe, then we are talking about deep stuff. We're talking about things that happen on the inside of us.
Yeah.
So on the inside of every single human being that's walking on this planet, there is a level at which they think. It's called your level of consciousness. So the level of consciousness has got to do with how I pay attention to my world. So there are 4 levels that one can talk about. Some people have called it out as 7. But the first level of consciousness is consciousness is basically just a big word for I'm aware.
Mm.
And so we bring this into the party of relationships. If I'm on level 1, that means the world revolves around me. Everything is me. When we pray, it's all about me and my needs. Lord, meet my needs. We're reminding God, Lord, you said that you will meet my needs. And Lord, it's about me, 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 me.
Yeah.
And it's a very ego-orientated level of awareness. The second level of awareness means that the person has opened up their mind slightly and they realize that they are not the only person on the planet, so it's not all about me, but it could be about something else or someone else. Then level 3 awareness is where the person comes to the conclusion, hold on a minute, there is something greater than myself and others around me. And so there is something which is called life, which is called the world, which is called the greater context, and even daring to say the universe, but we mean that in the right sense. Then the fourth level of awareness, and this is where about 1% of the population of the world live, is a level that, it's the level that Paul, the rabbi, the apostle, wrote in Romans, and he says, all things work together for good for them that love God and for them that are called according to his purpose. So yeah. In the book of Romans, the first time Christians were called anything, they were called God lovers. So Paul says, if you are a God lover, then all things are working together for you, for good, and God is orchestrating that. And it's living in a level of awareness that no matter what I see, no matter what I'm experiencing, I realize that there is God, higher power, whatever people are wanting to call. There's this amazing God who's working on the tapestry from his perspective, and we're looking at the bottom from the bottom up, and we just see these hanging threads of cotton, different colors. It doesn't make sense. But the trust and the faith and the belief in the fact that you are in the hands and in the heart of God is a level four awareness. So when you have two people connecting, and the one person is maybe on level one, they're very ego orientated. It's me, me, me. And then you have another person who's on level two, who's a little bit more open and open towards others, and that it's not just about them. So even our level of awareness impacts the way that we listen and how we speak and how we talk to one another in relationships.
Yeah.
So it's also about maturity as well.
Yeah, I would believe that, because a lot of people actually respond quicker before even understanding. Like, we would be communicating and someone would be so quick to respond even before you finish explaining or you finish even asking the question. So there is this assumption that the other person actually understands, but in their response you get to see that this person doesn't really understand what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's something that I used to have against my late mother. She would constantly tell me when I was in moments of frustration and trying to communicate with her and telling her what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling,
yeah.
She would then make this blanket statement, I understand how you feel, or I understand what you're thinking. And I just knew that it wasn't so. It really wasn't so. Mm. The reality was that there was a gap, there was a distance between the two of us, because she really didn't understand what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And what made it more difficult was that I didn't know how to communicate what I needed to say. So all of that goes into play in terms of how one listens to understand.
Yeah.
And in looking at life, understanding is one of the most important realities and aspects of any relationship. Understanding, if we could think of a way of explaining it, it means I'm walking in your shoes, I am beside you. The word submission in scripture, the Greek word is hypotasu, and it means to come alongside, next to stand underneath, to hold and uphold and assist. So when one comes into a relationship or for companionship, the main thing that we need to be paying attention to is the reality of being able to listen to understand the other person. Because if I can imagine the person that I'm speaking to is in a bubble and they've got a Fender trailer attached to them, and that's also in the bubble, that's their world. standing on the outside is not helpful, because then I'm an observer. Then I'm not a listener. I'm just observing their world. But I need to come into their world. And the way that I come into their world is when that person opens up and invites me in. And I acknowledge the invitation and move in. So in communication, the reality is that we have to get to the place where we invite each other into each other's space. And we need to do that consciously. So I'm going, I would like to talk to you about relationships. Is it okay? And you will then say,
yes, it's okay.
It's okay. Now, already we feel that's an invitation. So you've invited me, and very kindly so. So now I can begin to talk a little bit about relationships. The other thing about listening is that I need to understand that as I come into your bubble, I don't bring my bubble with me. I'm there as an observer and I'm there as a listener to understand your bubble, to understand where you live, where you come from, what it's all about, how you're thinking, and there's no right or wrong. I cannot come in and make moral judgments.
Yeah.
And that's the reality and the painful thing about Christianity is that they're judging the whole world by the Bible, and the whole world has to line up with the Bible, and kind of God help you if you're not lining up with the way that we're thinking. And we are intolerant, I think, as Christians, for other people's point of view, for other people's mindsets, for other people's level of awareness or consciousness, and we comb them with the same comb, and we damn them with the same scriptures, and we create a vast valley, a chasm, that people find difficult to be able to relate to us because we have stated our claim and we're going, we are right, therefore we are right. And the moment you come into someone's bubble with that, we are right, I am right, then automatically the person feels judged, the person feels criticized, the person feels they are looked down upon, the person feels that, hey, I'm not seen, I'm not heard. And the moment you do that, the communication is then hampered and the process of communication slows down to the point of misinformation and miscommunication.
Yeah.
Where have you found that in your relationships?
In friendships, parent-child.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it with even with like husband and wife relationships. So yeah. It's like there is a lot of misunderstandings and more of trying to want the other person to be heard than teaching them how you want them to communicate with you.
Mm.
So that I've seen also with me, mother, daughter, didn't really, like, wasn't really a good relationship. Everything I was trying to communicate was misunderstood.
Yeah.
So I would be maybe trying to communicate my feelings or something that hurt me. And it would be taken as though I am saying that my mom is a bad parent. It won't be taken as though I'm just expressing a frustration or I was hurt. Mm. So it's taken in a different way. So it could be that I didn't know how to communicate with her and she wasn't willing to listen as well.
So when we listen to that story, it's, you can imagine immediately two bubbles, you in your bubble, your mom in her bubble.
Yeah.
And the bubbles on there, there's no bridge between the bubble that's built. So the first thing we've got to do before we look at listening is we've got to have an invitation to come into my world.
Yeah.
When there is a parent-child reality, the child needs to learn and the parent needs to teach them if they're young to be able to say, what I'm about to share with you is how I am perceiving this thing from my perspective, from my world. I don't want you to judge me. I don't want you to criticize me. I just want you to be open to how I am seeing, how I'm understanding, how I'm putting meaning to what I'm experiencing, what is valuable to me right now, what I'm thinking, and the emotions that I eventually feel. They are mine, not yours.
Mm.
And where the problem comes is that people tend to take what you've said as a direct impact on them. And they see it either as an attack, they feel it either as judgment, they feel it either as you are framing them in a certain way.
Yeah.
So in listening, the first foremost thing that we need to do is to understand that I'm going into another person's world and I'm there to listen to their story with awe. I'm not there to tick box what's good, what's wrong. I'm not there to tick box whether they are thinking like I do,
yeah,
whether they're feeling like I feel. And I have to allow you in your bubble to feel what you are feeling, to say what you are feeling, and not make it my issue. And the way that we listen well, the hint to do that is to go in with a mindset of, this is interesting, or I am in awe of what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
This is like, wow, I am listening to your story. And the way to do that is not to allow my story to become the filter through which I listen to your story. I give you my full attention. I give you my full focus. I give you my my eyes and my ears and my heart. And it's like I put a stethoscope in my ears, and then I ask you to take the other end of the stethoscope and put it on your heart.
Yeah.
And it's like the Apostle John at the last meal, where he put his head on the breast of Jesus, on the chest of Jesus.
Mm.
He was the only disciple ever to hear the heartbeat of God.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is, if I'm going to listen to you, let me put my head on your chest. Let me take my ear and put it where your heart is.
Yeah.
So we tend to quote scriptures, and it'll be like, okay, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There I've quoted the scripture. Some people say it's the power of God. Boom, there's the power going through. And now you've got to make out what that was. But I'm going, hold on one moment. What I'd like you to do is take your ear and put it on the heart of God. And now let's listen to the scripture.
Mm.
For God so loved you that if you believe, you will have everlasting life. And I want you to listen to the heartbeat of God while that is being said. Suddenly it takes on a new meaning.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's no longer just a verse of scripture that is shouted and quoted from pulpits and Christians. It becomes a love message. It becomes something different, other than just a sentence or a paragraph or a group of words that have clustered together to have some form of meaning. And so we tend to be very theological in the way that we communicate with people, especially when it comes to the Bible, and we tend to be very also theological when it comes to listening to what people are saying. And we put up our filters, and no matter what the person says, it has to go through my filter. And my filter says, I don't believe that. So companionship means I have to have an open mind. I have to believe that for you, certain things are true and right. And for me, certain things are true and right. And we don't always have to agree. So where the scripture says, how can two people walk together unless they are agreed? Agreement there is not about being theologically correct and we on a checklist and a tick list that we both agree on point A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
The word agree means to align with, to harmonize, to be connected to. So we just think agreement is that we're both nodding our head at the same thing, which is not the case. So listening is not a word thing. It's not a sentence thing. It's not a paragraph thing. Listening is listening to the heartbeat of the other person. It's walking into their world and seeing what they're thinking and why it's important for them to think that way. And who are they when they're thinking that? And what level of meaning do they apply to that within their greater realm of spirituality?
Yeah.
And that's what listening is about. We're missing the point.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Bill Price. That was very, very enlightening. Can you just share with our family the email that they should email you on when they need more information?
Sure thing. They can email me at the word inspired, 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 at drbillprice.com.
You had it there. Have a great day. Remember, you can email him for any questions, queries, or whatever you feel like sharing with Dr. Bill Price. We'll see you next time.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.